Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gizo Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment on Reflections on Shabbos. Another thought from the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe. This is based on a medrash that we've mentioned earlier in the series. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Genazi V'Shabbos Shema. I have a good gift in my treasury house, and it's called Shabbos. The Nesiv Shalom cites the Ohev Yisrael, and he points out an interesting thing the Ohev Yisrael does. That is, when we generally refer to the Torah and mitzvos, we actually normally don't refer to them as a matana, as a gift. We normally literally refer to them as a purchase. What do we say? We say it when we bring the Torah back on Shabbos. Ki lekach tov nosati lochem. I have given you, I have presented to you a good lekach. Lekach is related to the word mekach, which is a purchase. Torah and mitzvos in general really are applied to the language of a purchase. Shabbos specifically, we have it really, it's based on the pasuk. Hashem, Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lochem ha-shabbos. See that God has given you, nosan has given you the Shabbos. Shabbos is referred to as a gift. What's the difference? So the Ohev Yisrael says as follows. There's an idea of Isarusa de la Eila and Isarusa de la Sata, an inspiration from above or arousal from above or arousal or inspiration from below. Whenever there's a purchase, you're trading something. I'm giving you an item, you're giving me something back in payment for it. When it's a gift, it's a one-way street. I'm just giving you something. So the Ohev Yisrael says as follows. Torah and mitzvos in general hold with them so much kedusha, so much sanctity. But I only tap into that kedusha and sanctity if I grab onto the mitzvah. I could walk by a lulav and esrog from today until tomorrow. I'm not going to tap into any of the sanctity of lulav and esrog unless I pick up a lulav and esrog on Sukkos and hopefully I'll feel some sanctity. I can walk by books in a base medrash left and right. Am I going to open them up and learn from them? So Torah and mitzvahs in general are a lekach, are somewhat of a trade. We're giving something. If we give of ourselves in some way, God gives us this great kedusha, and it's arusa de la sata. We start the ball turning, from below. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, God just gives us Shabbos. And Shabbos in its own right just has the capacity to be inspiring. How many people have had experiences, what brought them to a more observant Judaism was sitting at someone's Shabbos table. Did they take it upon themselves to observe all the restrictions of Shabbos? Did they learn all the halachas of Shabbos? No, they just sat and heard Kiddush and ate a piece of gefilte fish and they already were moved. How does that happen? Shabbos is a matana. Shabbos is a gift. It's coming down from above. Very interesting idea. There are certain buzz phrases associated with Shabbos that are very unique. I actually frequently get struck by this. It hasn't been so long since the Yom Tov season. I found it so interesting when we had, for example, Chol HaMoed Sukkos coincided with Shabbos. So all of a sudden, in the Musaf Shmona Esrei, because it was Shabbos, we had to insert the word Ba'ava, that God gives it to us with love. There's a phrase that shows up uniquely to Shabbos, Ratzavanu. He found favor in us. So let me get this straight. At a Yom Tov in general, God doesn't love us? Even on a weekday, God doesn't love us. But even on a Yom Tov, it's such a holy day, we don't feel the love of God on a Yom Tov. Why do we specifically insert this language of Be'ahava on a Yom Tov? So the Nesiv HaShalom says it's because of this very point, that Shabbos is just this remarkable gift. It's totally God just looks at us and he showers this amazing opportunity down upon us. Yom Tov, by the way, can only occur if the Jewish people declare something Rosh Chodesh. And once they declare Rosh Chodesh, it's Yom Tov based on the number of days since Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is just a gift. we'll hold here. I just have one more aspect of this thought to share tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.